the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team running a 4-game winning streak heads on the road this weekend to take on the Lakers of Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, joined by Zach Whitecloud, sophomore defenseman out of Brandon, Manitoba. Coach Territory always says there's a fine line between winning and losing. These last four games proof that that saying is true.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our league's so tight. Every team can, you know, come into a different building each night and pull out a win. And especially for us being at home, we had to take advantage of those wins. And, you know, you can't take any team lightly, no matter where they are in the standings, if they're above you, if they're below you. I mean, any team can win in this league, in the NCAA for that matter. So, you know, being at home, we stressed how important it was to get these points, and we took care of business. So
there really hasn't been one guy that's been the guy in this stretch. How does that make you a better team?
Yeah, I think it just kind of shows how every guy has input to this team, work ethic, mentality, brotherhood. I think it shows how tight we are and how much, you know, a team kind of relies on each other to be tight-knit. And I think the biggest part is everyone expects everyone to execute and everyone trusts each other to execute. And I think that's the biggest thing with, you know, success and the bonding as a team. And, you know, coach trusts that, and we know how we can come through at certain times, you know, throughout 60 minutes, and we're confident, you know, that we can put in 60-minute efforts and we're going to get a good result, and, you know, we're going to go out every single night and put our best foot forward and, you know, make sure we just play the game the right way.
Got your first two goals of the season last weekend. Your main goal isn't to be scoring goals. But how nice is it to contribute that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's always good to kind of contribute from the back end, and you know, it makes things fun too, you know, scoring and kind of that sort of stuff. But, you know, the main thing is playing defense and being rock solid back there for, you know, for our guys up front and for Bitsy back there. And just making sure that all six guys that night do the right job and be accountable in every situation and get pucks into the forwards' hands. And, you know, maybe one or two times you might be lucky enough to get yourself a puck in the offensive zone and pop one. So
you've had an awful lot of distractions so far this year away from the rink. I'm guessing they're all good distractions, but how do you try to block all that kind of stuff out once the puck does drop?
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I'm still a Bemidji State Beaver for this entire year. You know, all that outside stuff, whatever it may be, I mean, that's for later times, that's for the future. And right now it's, you know, I'm taking it day by day, you know, being a Beaver day in and day out. My teammates are what comes first, and the biggest thing for me is just focusing on the right things. I mean, if you get caught up in the wrong things, you're not going to perform at the rink. And I'm here playing hockey to perform for my teammates, for my coaches, for the fans of BSU. And people rely on me to do my job, you know, every single day in practice and Friday and Saturday nights. And that's all I want to do is just do my job. And, you know, the outside stuff will kind of handle itself in the future.
I know that you like knowing a lot of things about the stuff that you're around. Bemidji State has 13 national championships. Five of them have been won against either Lake Superior State or Alabama Huntsville. How much do you guys know about? How much do you guys want to know about the history and the great tradition here?
You know, I think everyone knows. I mean, whether it's in depth or not, but it's something very obvious to all the players and, you know, guys who are even being recruited. They first know that when you come to Bemidji State, you're playing for, you know, a long-standing tradition. You're not just coming to play NCAA hockey, you're coming to play Beaver hockey. And I think everyone needs to know that. And I know all the fans know that, the people around Bemidji know that, alumni sure as heck know that and have done their part to contribute to that history. And I don't think as many people realize as they should how big of an honor it is to play Beaver hockey or to be a part of Bemidji State University. You know, I definitely have to remind myself to kind of look back and look as you're walking through the halls here. You see a lot of names that you might not know, but if you look back on one of those, I guarantee you every single one was a fantastic teammate. You know, now they're parents and they're great people in the world. And, you know, if you just look back on it, it's a jaw dropper, honestly, when you're walking through and you see all those names. Not too many schools can go back and look back at all the list of names that they have. But this place is, you know, historic, and you're playing for all the alumni that have, you know, done the exact same, played for the name on the crest. And, you know, I think that's what every guy's just trying to do here.
All right, or would you rather, comes from your home province. I did a Google search of great NHLers that hailed from Manitoba, and the list was too darn long for me to even whittle it down. So I did a little more research, and there was a Manitoba college student who wrote a book about the best NHLers to hail from Manitoba. He listed Terry Sawchuk as the best, The group that he listed next, Jonathan Toews, was in there. So would you rather meet Terry Sawchuk or Jonathan Toews?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'd say for historic purposes, Terry Sawchuk for sure. I mean, I think everyone, every single person, they better have known about Terry Sawchuk. I mean, come on if you didn't. But the guy's a legend. I mean, how many NHL games? Probably 1,000+. And the amount of work and dedication that those men have put into, you know, their craft is it's unexplainable. And, I mean, it's crazy to think about. So
best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Chelsea. Appreciate it.